Deuteronomy 28. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I am commanding you today, that the Lord your God will put you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come to you and reach you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed will be you in the city, and blessed will you be in the country. Blessed will be the children of your womb, the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your animals, the newborn of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed will you be when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated by you. They will go out against you one way and flee at your presence seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing for you in your barns and in everything that you put your hands to, and he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. And the Lord will give you more than enough prosperity in the children of your womb, in the offspring of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless every work of your hand. And you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only be above and not be underneath, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today, to follow them carefully, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, to pursue other gods, to serve them. But it shall come about, if you do not obey the Lord your God, to be careful to follow all his commandments and his statutes which I am commanding you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed you will be in the city, and cursed will you be in the country. Cursed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed will be the children of your womb, the produce of the ground, the newborn of your herd, and the offspring of your flock. Cursed will you be when you come in, and cursed will you be when you go out. The Lord will send against you curses, panic, and rebuke in everything you undertake to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly, on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have abandoned me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has eliminated you from the land where you are entering to take possession of it. The Lord will strike you with consumption, inflammation, fever, feverish heat, and with the sword, with blight and with mildew, and they will pursue you until you perish. The heavens which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated by your enemies. You will go out one way against them, but you will flee seven ways from their presence, and you will be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead bodies will serve as food for all the birds of the sky and for the animals of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, the festering rash, and with scabies, from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with insanity, blindness, and with confusion of mind, and you will be groping about at noon, just as a person who is blind gropes in the darkness, and you will not be successful in your ways, but you will only be oppressed and robbed all the time, with no one to save you. You will betroth a woman, but another man will violate her. You will build a house, but you will not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not make use of its fruit. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat of it. Your donkey will be snatched away from you, and will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people, while your eyes look on long for them constantly. But there will be nothing you can do. A people whom you do not know will eat the produce of your ground and every product of your labor, and you will never be anything but oppressed and mistreated continually. You will also be driven insane by the sight of what you see. The Lord will strike you on the knees and the thighs with severe boils from which you cannot be healed, and strike you from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king, whom you appoint over you, to a nation that neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods made of wood and stone, and you will become an object of horror, a song of mockery, and an object of taunting among all the peoples where the Lord drives you. You will bring out a great amount of seed to the field, but you will gather in little, because the locust will devour it. You will plant and cultivate vineyards, but you will neither drink of the wine nor bring in the harvest, because the worm will eat it. You will have olive trees throughout your territory, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, because your olives will drop off prematurely. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not remain yours, because they will go into captivity. The cricket will take possession of all your trees and the produce of your ground. The stranger who is among you will rise above you higher and higher, and you will go down lower and lower. He will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will be the head, and you will be the tail. So all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not obey the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they will become a sign and a wonder against you and your descendants forever, since you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a cheerful heart. In gratitude for the abundance of all things, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger, thirst, nakedness, devoid of all things, and he will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the end of the earth, as the eagle swoops down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation with a defiant attitude, who will have no respect for the old, nor show favor to the young. Furthermore, it will eat the offspring of your herd, and the produce of your ground, until you are destroyed. A nation that will leave you no grain, new wine, or oil, nor the newborn of your cattle, or the young of your flock, until they have eliminated you. And it will besiege you in all your towns, until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout your land. And it will besiege you in all your towns throughout your land which the Lord your God has given you. Then you will eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons, and of your daughters whom the Lord your God has given you, during the siege and the hardship by which your enemy will oppress you. The man who is refined and very delicate among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife he cherishes, and toward the rest of his children who are left, so that he will not give even one of them any of the flesh of his children which he will eat, since he has nothing else left. During the siege and the hardship by which your enemy will oppress you in all your towns, the refined and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and tenderness, will be hostile toward the husband she cherishes, and toward her son and daughter, and toward her afterbirth that comes from between her legs, and toward her children to whom she gives birth, because she will eat them secretly for lack of anything else. During the siege and the hardship of which your enemies will oppress you in your towns. If you are not careful to follow all the words of this law that are written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, severe and lasting plagues, and miserable chronic sicknesses. And he will bring back on you every disease of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they will cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague, which are not written in the book of this law. The Lord will bring on you until you are destroyed. Then you will be left few in number, whereas you were as numerous as the stars of heaven, because you did not obey the Lord your God. And it will come about that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to be good to you and make you numerous, so will the Lord rejoice over you to wipe you out and destroy you, and you will be torn away from the land which you are entering to possess. Furthermore, the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples, from one end of the earth to the other, and there you will serve other gods, made of wood and stone, which you and your fathers have not known. Among those nations you will find no peace, and there will be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul. So your lives will be hanging in doubt before you, and you will be terrified night and day, and have no assurance of your life. In the morning you will say, "If only it were evening," and at evening you will say, "If only it were morning," because of the terror of your heart which you fear, and the sight of your eyes which you will see. And the Lord will bring you back to Egypt in ships, by the way which I said to you, you will never see it again. And there you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but there will be no buyer. Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him along into the holy city, and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give his angels orders concerning you, and on their hands they will lift you up, so that you do not strike your foot against stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him along to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you, if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to serve him. Now when Jesus heard that John had been taken into custody, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and settled in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This had happened so that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled: "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light dawned." From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father, and followed him. Jesus was going about in all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. And the news about him spread throughout Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and severe pain, demon-possessed, people with epilepsy, and people who were paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may turn out well for you, and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart, as to Christ, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, render service as to the Lord, and not to people, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, he will receive this back from the Lord, whether slave or free. And masters, do the same things to them, and give up threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality in him. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist on the day of evil, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With every prayer and request, at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and every request for all the saints, and pray in my behalf, that speech may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, so that you may also know about my circumstances as to what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will make everything known to you. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know about us, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith. From God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Proverbs 2:1-11. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he watches over the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness, justice, and integrity, and every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be delightful to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. Psalm 77. My voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and he will listen to me. In the day of my troubles, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out and did not grow weary. My soul refused to be comforted. When I remember God, then I am restless. When I sigh, then my spirit feels weak. You have held my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of long ago. I will remember my song in the night. I will meditate with my heart, and my spirit ponders. Will the Lord reject forever? And will he never be favorable again? Has his favor ceased forever? Has his promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has he in anger withdrawn his compassion? Then I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. I will certainly remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and on your deeds with thanksgiving. Your way, God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples. By your power you have redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you. They were in anguish. The ocean depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sounded out. Your arrows flashed here and there. The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world, and the earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea, and your paths in mighty waters, and your footprints were not known. You led your people like a flock, by the hands of Moses and Aaron.